dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio.
Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jack is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is life after dust, music wins with hot models. You got them. Life after dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You could even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? This is your boy Steady J hosting Life of the Dust Live. I know you guys miss me. I miss you too. And glad to be back, man, here on Hump Day after Dusk Wednesday. And I have an announcement to make, very important announcement. And this is a big schedule change to Dust by Radio Network. And this is definitely going to affect Life at Dusk Live itself. Starting next week. A lot of you that listen to other shows on the network, including one of our newest additions to the family of True Colors podcast. As of this coming up Monday, they will be taking over the Monday slot. So they'll be moved from the Sunday night slot to Monday. And I'm so honored to be able to make that move as a producer. They'll make it, and as the station owner and whatnot, I'm so elated to be able to make that move. You know, I love the content on the show. I feel like Sundays people tend to be kind of relaxing and kind of just getting to the groove, getting ready for the week. Monday is like after you came off of work, you're fired up and you're ready to, you know, you're more receptive to talk about different things and whatnot. And so I think the best move was to move these guys over to Mondays. And so they're over on Mondays, which you guys, a lot of you have long time history of the show, of Life of the Dust Live, you know that we did both Mondays and Wednesdays. And Mondays were our high after dusk Mondays. And then, of course, Wednesdays were our hump day after dusk. And I just wanted to be able to branch it to where, you know, I want all the shows to be in prime time slots, being able to get that full glory every day. You know, soon we'll be bringing back a T show, be on the lookout for that. Real Sport Radio will be returning soon. And I believe their day would be Thursdays. So you got a strong lineup of people, man. Just be on lookout for what's going on at the station. Stay tuned. But from here on out, Life of the Dust Live will only be on Wednesdays. And I'm excited because, you know, when I was trying to make the executive decision as far as the move I was going to make, I wanted to make sure it was going to be long lasting and be something that I feel comfortable moving forward with. So it was a matter of, should I do it on Monday or should I do it on Wednesday? And I sat back and thought, say like Monday, it's something about Monday. Monday I liked it because like when the award shows happen and whatnot, I got to do it right then and there. But heck, award shows will come on every freaking day. And so it's like a lot of the guests that come on here, they love coming on. You know, a lot of times on Wednesdays, you know, Wednesdays tend to be the days that on the show where people are much more livelier and they were just so much more turned up, and there's something about the hump day aspect that kind of got them more loose and just acting a fool, and people kind of getting to see different sides of them. And that's what kind of what I want to do. I want to continue to, you know, as the year, as time has gone on, because of course, March, we celebrate 7 years. Woo woo! We celebrate 7 years of doing the radio show, and I'll be doing the radio show itself. Well, of course, you know, they also eventually launched the network. You know, just doing that over time, I just wanted to, you know, as you guys know, I'm always looking to make sure I can help grow. And that's what you should do whenever it comes to your companies, period. I recommend, you know, find a way to grow yourself, man. Never be content. Always find a way to improve. And sometimes it's the little things. Take care of the little things, because the little things can have a huge impact. Trust me. I've dealt with it several times, so it definitely am excited about the opportunity. And I thank God so much for, you know, giving me the strength and mind state to be able to handle this next move. So thank you, everyone, for being so receptive to this move. I do want to mention that we do have a guest tonight in the show. We coming on momentarily. His name is Milo Marcus out of Birmingham, Alabama. And shout out to Robbie Ferretti for making that happen, having him come on and kind of chop it up with us. And I realized y'all be doing the most on these shows. I need to fix this freaking description like I'm a. But anyways, besides that, pulling back the red curtain on you guys, a lot of stuff been going on, man. One, I did celebrate my birthday this past weekend, and I'm excited. And I will tell my age. I'm not sitting here going to act crazy with you guys. A lot of people, you know, I keep a lot of mystery to myself, and I like it because I like to always make people force themselves to have to ask the questions instead of me just making everything so easy for you to go assess. I like people to actually engage in conversation. And so, you know, a lot of people want to know how old I turned and whatnot, and I actually just celebrated my 30th birthday. And some people, they, you know, some people, they, it kind of get come to a crossroads where it's where they feel so miserable because they're turning 30, but you can't do that. Yes, you want to grow. Obviously, you want to grow. Don't just wait to 30 and say, well, now I have to grow. Like, you weren't thinking you had to grow before. Always looking to grow. And I'm just thankful that God is continually watching over me and putting the right people around me to grow at any point in my life. And I'm so excited to be able to celebrate 30 years of life and just continue forward. And so excited that, you know, a lot of goals I set for myself back in high school, I actually accomplished them by 30, exactly how I wanted to. So I can't complain about that at all. I mean, this radio show was an unexpected thing that happened along the way. It all just kind of played in tune where I eventually decided to do a radio show thanks to some teachers. So thanks, teachers. And thanks, UNT, for allowing me to work as a writer for the radio show, the radio station up there, and also have an opportunity where I had to step in and be an anchor for one day. So I had early exposure, and I'm so glad. But some stuff that's been going on in the world, man, I definitely want to get out in the open before we go to a quick music break. And I ain't going to get too deep. I want to, you know, definitely, you know, get the music and allow ourselves to engage with our guests. But, man, people make so much out of this. It just pisses me off. Like, people act so brand, like, oh, this will never happen. Or people construe things however they want to. Okay, even I do. I construe. Everyone is guilty of doing so. But one thing you have to understand, okay, it's one thing to construe things the way you want to, but one thing you have to understand is when it comes to a person's actions, don't try to define what their actions are. Let them be the defining role and listen. A lot of times we're too busy talking and not listening. And yes, I know you guys have already heard of stuff millions and millions of times, but this whole Colin Kaepernick situation, it had to happen. And people are just so, you know, oh my God, I can't believe this. Did you not pay attention to the ESPYs, how it started? And you had four basketball players standing up to speak out against things. You had Carmelo Anthony, you had LeBron James, you had Dwayne Wade, and oh goodness, I can't remember the last person. I feel stupid doing that. Oh, Chris Paul. Chris Paul is the last person. They actually call for athletes to, you know, be part of social change. And now that people are such in disbelief because they didn't believe athletes were going to do it. And you know what? I'm glad because it just shows people think that, oh, all right, boy, go out there and play some that basketball for us and go out there and catch that football for us, that we're not going to speak out. No, fuck that. This is a new – people get more and more vocal, and I appreciate the athletes for doing that because it goes to show that it's not just about your money, man. It's about standing up, period. And just and let people already talking about they don't want to say nothing because, you know, it's all about the money, man. Have your moral compass in order. Good freaking God. Shit. Anyways, let me chill out before this episode, before this interview comes on. And the best way I can chill out, perfect segue, is my girl Red Shades. And this is Vibing and Cooling. We'll be back after this track.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool but minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. It took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Ooh, they tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing, it really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that. You can leave that all outside. Yeah, you can leave that all outside. Yeah, just got off from work, wanna kick my shoes off. Hit a 10 to 9 and I just wanna cool off. I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride. I said I just wanna ride, I said I just wanna ride. You know, we don't trip, we don't trip, we don't trip. You know, we don't trip, we don't trip,
we don't trip.
We don't trip, we don't trip, we don't trip, you know, we don't trip, we don't trip,
we don't trip.
It's vibing and cooling and vibing and
Hump Day After Dusk. That's what we call it today. That's what we call every Wednesday. And shoot, that's to be the only, as going forward, these will be the only days you'll be here to show on Wednesday. But you can catch the archives. I always remember you can catch all shows. You missed them. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY letter J. You can also go to iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network. It's also on the TuneIn Radio app and Stitcher Radio app. And, of course, DustSpot.com. It is available to listen to on there for free as well. So definitely tune to the show. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Enjoy some more. All right, let me see if I got my guest on the line. Yes, I do. I got perfect powers. All right, so without further ado,
hello.
I want to welcome to the show Little Marcus. What's up?
Not nothing, man.
I'm good. Yeah, glad to have you, man. Welcome to the show and whatnot, and shoot, represent Birmingham, Alabama, where a lot of great people have came out of, and great things, historical things have happened. It changed the world, so salute to you.
So thank you. I truly appreciate it.
But let's just jump from the top, man. For those who do not know, man, let everybody know who you are. And what you do.
I hope so. Yeah, man. Lil Marcus, A-Mac Entertainment. We just out here, you know, doing our thing, trying to make it to the top.
Most definitely. Now, as far as musically, what do you do necessarily? Are you a singer? You do sing more so, or are you rap?
Well, I'm more of a rapper, more say, and you know. I try to hold a tune or whatever, but I ain't no singer by any means. Yeah.
You mad?
No.
Not doing all that.
No, it don't be none of that. I can't have all that.
All the, extra singing.
Yeah, that ain't for me. They can have that.
I want a singer, go hire an R&B singer and put him on the song.
Yeah, see, that's about how I go about doing that right there.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, me personally, I feel like, I mean, I agree, and I agree with you on that, because I feel like now it's like we're short, because people always want to wonder what's going on with art, what happened to R&B, and why it's kind of sometimes put in the back burner. It's because artists are no longer having R&B, or I would say rarely, are having R&B singers or singers, period, on their music. It's just they like, oh, let me put this auto-tune on. I could do my own damn hook.
Hell no. It won't never be as good. It won't never be as great, you know? Because, I mean, you take someone whose talent is singing, you know, and you just there right there. There are some things that you can't do yourself, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, everybody think auto-tune do the job, but it really don't, you know? It takes away from you, believe it or not.
Right. Some people be out here sound like they drunk. It be...
Yeah. See, everybody...
It be sound like your drunk uncle who don't know how to play dominoes or nothing.
Sure enough, yeah, everybody can't do it. You know what I'm saying? That auto-tune, you know? Some folks, they able to do that, you know? But I mean, salute to those who can. You know, auto tune. You know, it's a nice little thing right there. I don't mess with it myself, but you know.
So as far as with your music, you know, how long have you actually been doing music? Like, and when did you know that this is something you really want to take serious?
Well, I've been doing music about maybe two and a half years now. And I don't know, man. Like, me and my big brother, we got separated, man. Like, long story short, met back up with him. He was doing music, and you know, it was just something. I mean, he's always been an inspiration to me. So, you know, anything I see my big brother do, I always wanted to do, you know. Little brother, monkey see, monkey do, you feel me? Okay. Got in the studio, man. I went to a few sessions with him. Seen how everything went down. I was behind the scenes. And ever since that first step in the studio, it's been game on, man. Green light. Been on that move. Been trying to make something happen for myself.
Oh, definitely. Now, you were just making a comment about how you said that, you know, a lot of times, like, when you're, since forever you can remember, whatever your big brother wanted to do, you wanted to do, like, when was it, what was that turning point that you, it's something, it became something that you were truly passionate about more so than it was because you were following your brother's footsteps?
When I dropped my first song, when I made my first song, and, man, just the feedback and everything I got from him, my brother ain't really like it as much as, you know, I thought he would. And, you know what I'm saying? From that moment on, I was like, well, I mean, either it's going to be about me or it's going to be about nothing. I mean, and at that moment in time, when I dropped that first song, I grew a passion for it that's unbelievable. Like, I mean, once I heard myself on the track, it came out the studio, I was like, no, you know, super crunk, man. And ever since then, it's been, like I said, it's been a go.
Well, it's like
yeah,
it becomes your first,
song,
like your child, yeah.
Oh yeah, as a child, you know, I could sit there in the car with my folks, you know, any song that come on the radio, I knew every song by heart, man, every song. It could be some Alicia Keys, some anybody. I'd be right there singing along with them. I'm being dead serious, man. I'm being dead serious. It could be anybody. I've always had a thing for music, you know.
Like, okay, so I'm gonna throw a random question at you. You bring that up, all right? So, because there's always this joke that everyone always says that when it comes to black people, there's always that one not so hip hop, or as they would call it, our not so thug moment. There's always that one song that comes out that makes us not, you know, they were like, you know what? It's not quite anywhere near black, but it make you go to another world where you have your, I guess we call our white moment. What's the song for you that does it?
All right, now you trying to put me on blast, though. Let me see.
We go. Everybody go, because you know, because when it comes, somebody actually play it and they start seeing you do whatever, at least they know ahead of time now.
Yeah. There's actually this one track, man. Every time I hit, you know, it takes me into like a little process, a little thinking mode. It's a song with that new rapper G Easy, and he's got like some female on the background. I can't even remember the name of the song, man, but it's like it's very inspirational, man. It was talking about man, I can't remember the name of it.
I think it was them performing on the VMAs the other day. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man, that song with that girl in the background, they was like, the music was in my soul. Keep that fire in my soul. Yeah, man. No. Hey, look.
There we go.
Hey,
yeah, that is one of those.
Did you see myself and I?
Yeah,
you talking about that one.
That
joint.
Yeah, first. Tell me, hey, I ain't even gonna lie. First time I heard that, man, I was like, no, okay. You know what I'm saying? That made me feel like hip hop still had a chance. You feel me?
Fucking yeah, man. You had one of those moments.
No, it wasn't none of that, man. No. It wasn't none of that, but I did like the song. You know, I dug it a lot. That was a very beautiful track.
It got fun with us, man. We know you was over there. You were there rocking out. You was like, okay, I'm liking this.
No,
like,
not
yeah,
exactly.
I can freaking dig it, James and Charlie and Chuck.
No, it wasn't none of that. No. But I did like the track a lot, man. Salute the GEs in them, man. That was beautiful. I don't know who the background singer is, but old girl did her thing, man. She laid it down. I really like that song. You know what I'm saying? You trying to crack on me about it. Hey, it's all right, though.
Oh, hey, I got one too. You ain't got to feel too bad because, I mean, I remember I was doing a karaoke the other day. And my cousin, he's funny as heck because he was, what was I doing? Oh, it was Journey, Any Way You Want It, 80s rock and roll song. And I'm sitting there, like karaoke, tearing it up. People like, they like, what's this tall behind, this tall big black man singing this song? Like really singing it in into it, like.
Yeah.
And my cousin in character was like, "You never know, man. You can never judge a book by its cover." Like, yeah, it is.
Right,
it is.
You sure right about that? Yeah, man, that's crazy though. You be doing that karaoke, huh?
Yeah, I was because it was my birthday this weekend, and my friend she was like you. She go do karaoke for your birthday. I was like, you know what? It's not a bad idea. I was killing her. I was fucking up. I was the other thing I did. I was fucking up Bryson Tiller Exchange.
Yeah, Bryson. Yeah, that nigga was doing the thing, man. That dude right there. He go.
I was fucking that song up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I'm leaving the rapping and the singing to the professionals. I'm leave that to y'all.
True. Hey, man, it's all right, though.
Let y'all do that.
Yeah, but you're supposed to do your thing as well, you know?
Yeah, I try, man, but there's no, I'm not a rapper to sing. I know my place.
True. Yeah, but Bryson Tiller, yeah, he doing his thing out there, you know? He actually making R&B what it is, for real, you know? Like you said, not too many people doing that now. Putting it on the back burner, you know.
Exactly. Now, as far as your personal opinion, if you I won't give you a specific number, but just kind of just from your personal opinion, if you had to pick the good things in the industry versus the bad things in the industry, what are some of those experiences you want to you would share to people that so they know, because some people think it's all good or think it's all bad.
Not necessarily. I mean, like you said, you had your good points and you got your bad points. I say some good things about the industry. I mean, you get to, you get to discover new talent on your own. You know what I'm saying? You might see, I work with a bunch of indie artists, you know. I have folks come to me, they be like, hey, Marcus, I want to mess with you, you know. They see me out in the city doing my thing, so I run across a lot of talented people, man, a lot of them, man. You know what I'm saying? They show me that I could do further with my goals and my career. You know, I'd be able to help others as well. Some bad points, not everybody, I mean, most people know this, but not everybody about what they speak about, you know? You know, your favorite rapper could be talking all everything that he do, you know, and you come to find out that he don't do half of that, you know? That's the bad part. You know, a lot of people out here stunned. You know, they try to talk big, doing things they don't do, you know. As far as that, I ain't really experienced no bad tips. I mean, just in disappointment, but you can't ever expect something out of another person, you know.
Right. Some people out here acting like they Tony Montana when they really call to base.
Yeah, you ain't even got your bills paid, you know what I'm saying? Y'all like around, man. I mean, I'd rather not get into that, but you know, yeah, it's just bad tip. You know, folks, they just full of exaggerations. Yeah, so you can't know.
I'm about to jump all the way back to something you brought up earlier too. You were saying you've been doing music for 2 years now. Here's my question for you: like, how did you become so organized? Because you know, you said you got your business in order, and you carry you crane yourself pretty well. You align yourself with people, in such a short amount of time. And I know people who supposedly been doing this for 10 years, 10 years plus or whatnot, who still don't get it. Like, how did you end up getting it so fast? Like, becoming so organized and knowing who to link with.
I mean, right, it just watch a lot of videos and Dr. Dre and all them, you know what I'm saying, how Ice Cube and them had an altercation and just all type of signings and dealings and within the team, you know what I'm saying? Everybody supposed to play their own role, you feel me? Like, that's what the team is for. You're supposed to have a team. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily say you sign to somebody. That don't, you know what I'm saying? That don't make you them your team, you feel me? They above you. But, I mean, I don't know, man. I just did my homework, and, you know, I seen what had to be done. Like, we got to have somebody ahead of a fashion. We got to have somebody ahead of, like, doing the marketing, putting CDs out. You know, I can't do all that by myself. So, you know what I'm saying? I have to bring other folks in that I know will be dedicated, you know, and take this as serious as I do. And, you know, God also, you know, I be sitting up. I feel like he be speaking to me for real, you know, through little things. Like it'd be a little commercial on the radio or a commercial will come on the TV or something. I feel like the Lord, you know, a big part of what I got is follow order, you know. And all advice ain't good advice. So you got to be careful with who you listen to, you know what I'm saying, how you take things. I don't know, man. I just kind of figured it out my own way, you know. Put my own mind to the test.
You know what, man? I got to commend you because, I mean, that was one of the best breakdowns I've heard. I'm not necessarily I've asked that question a million times, but that's one of the best breakdowns I've heard from an artist ever, like, period.
Oh,
because
yeah.
There's too many art, like that's, I mean, your whole point is you can't, pretty much what I pretty much got from it is you understand that you can't do this alone. And the other point was you got to do your homework. Like, people just be, oh, I'm just going to do it. Like, before I picked up the camera, I studied even how to pick, how to even do the behind-the-scenes work of it for years, way before I even picked up the camera. And if people were like,
yeah,
man, your camera, your pictures look great, man. How long you been shooting? And if I tell them I've only been shooting since May, and I blow their freaking mind because I'm like, I studied before I got into it myself. And that's just like you did. Like, I commend you, man. Like, I like now it makes me want to listen to your music even more now because I learned about the men first before I learned about the music. I'm intrigued with the person. So because of your mind state, that just let me know, man, this dude got his stuff in order. And this is why I made this show. Because I want people to see y'all more than just models are more than just modeling and artists are more than just their music. Get into their brain and really find out who they are. And I'm impressed, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, truly. But, yeah, man, you got to do your homework, you know what I'm saying? You got to know what you're getting yourself into. And like, you know, I done heard from a lot of people, the rap game is a dead end, you know what I'm saying? It's a bad, no, I don't believe in all that. It's what you make it, necessarily, you feel me? I mean, like I said, man, you just got to pay attention to certain things, especially what's going on in today's events, like the rap game, you know? You got all these, you know, new people, they kind of changing the rap game, you feel me? And I don't know, man. You just got to pay attention. You just got to be aware.
Right. I think when people don't realize the two big things, it don't matter how good your music is or how sucky it is in some cases, if you don't have the marketing and promotional campaign stuff down pat and have your business in order, meaning like your paperwork of registering your music and whatnot, then you're going to put yourself behind an eight ball every freaking time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you got to be marketable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, AMAC Entertainment, we got our own fashion. We got our own clothing line. You know, we got hats, hoodies, socks, T-shirts, female attire, all the way to leggings. We might throw the little logo on some sneakers. You never know. Hey, I'm going to try to be Nick Jordan out this thing. I'm telling you, we got, you know what I'm saying? Like I was saying, we got the clothes, all that, the music handle. Everywhere you go, you see covers on all the CDs, you know. We got to have our cover out there. And as far as managing, you know, I got a little team, like I said, you know, I let them do as they do, you know. They're very great, man. They do a great job at promotional work. they, you know, they keep me relevant themselves, you know.
Most definitely. Now, I'm going to get more specific about your upcoming projects. What can we look forward to from you sometime between the rest of this year and lead up into the new year?
Definitely a new mixtape. Actually, we just shot a video to one of my new songs called Skate On Them. Man, the video is super wild. We just shot that maybe 2-3 days ago, actually. Just uploaded it to YouTube. That's a project we've been working on. We got that accomplished, man. We got a couple more videos coming out from the last mixtape, you know. Then we got a couple new ones going to be done for this new mixtape, hopefully before this year out. Let's say about 6 or 7 videos. Another mixtape, you know. Just try to keep the fans something to look forward to, you know.
Most definitely. Now, as far as outside of your own area, like what area has shown you the most love as far as with your music and your merchandise and just all your projects, period?
It'd be between Florida and Atlanta. I say Atlanta, though, for real, man, because we do a lot of work in Atlanta. And every time I go through there, man, you know, it's just a big, it's like a, it's unexplainable, man. It's nice, you know what I'm saying? You know, Atlanta, they're going to show more love than anywhere, you know, because they like new music, you know. They like new things. In my area, Birmingham, you know, they appreciate the music, but Birmingham got its own way of thinking. I'm going to just leave it at that, you know. They all got the same
probably mindset, same thought process Fort Worth has.
As in,
they don't appreciate you until all these other areas do, and then they want to get behind the project then and say, oh, yeah, he's from my town, man.
Like you could be one of the best rappers in Birmingham, you know, and you're not going to get the props that you should just because there's so many people out here trying to rap, you know. They call themselves the best, you know. And, like, they really don't be doing nothing. They just full of air, man. And it's Birmingham, you know, we gotta change our way of thinking, man. We just don't nobody support nobody, you know. They be like, shit, if you doing that, I should be doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but not everybody
will
get out there. Yeah, man. But Atlanta, see, me, I go to Atlanta, they dig my vibe, man. I got my own little flow, you know. They dig that. And Atlanta, they got some of the same music bopping around. Everybody on that same style, you know what I'm saying? That's how Birmingham is. Everybody on that same style. Let you be different. Let you be out the box. So they gonna knock you down for that. You feel me? At least they gonna try to. But as far as you know what I'm saying, showing love, Atlanta, man, that's where it's at. Yeah, Atlanta popping.
Most definitely. Now, I want to ask this tough question I always ask everyone, and what you think real, real hard. As far as if you had 20 from this point and 24 hours from this point, if you only had 24 hours left to live, what would you do with that last 24 hours?
What would I do? I might try to take over a TV station, a news station or something, man, and just try to speak to the world for real, man. You know, I always wanted to be like a not necessarily a replica, but someone of that nature compared to Tupac, you know. Like, Tupac was a revolutionist. He tried to speak for the greater good, you know. Not everybody out here doing that now. If I had 24 hours left on this earth, all I would want to do is just get my voice heard nationally, you feel me, on national TV, everywhere. And I just like to speak to this upcoming generation, man, because they the future for real, you know. We all, you know what I'm saying, we getting old, man. We ain't finna be here too much longer, but our kids, our grandkids, they might not understand what we talking about right now, but they'll remember, you know. They might be able to make a difference. But, yeah, if
like
I had 24 hours left.
First time. It's the first time answering. I like it.
Yeah, man, I just want to express knowledge, man. I just want to, you know what I'm saying, give my point of view on everything that's going down, you know?
Oh, definitely. All right. Now, okay, so I want you in 60 seconds, I want you to basically give a 6-second commercial of why we should support you.
I mean,
starting now.
I mean, point blank, plain and simple. I mean, I'm me, you know, I keep it 100. That's all I've ever been, you know, raised in the streets, but not the type of nigga that's stuck on the streets, you know? And, you know, I feel like the fans would really love that. They love my perspective. And that's why I feel like any and everybody should check out my music, you know? I don't care who you is. You need to listen to this. This could be a life changer. Real talk. I don't speak on everything everybody else speak about, you know? So, I don't even need 60 seconds.
I started counting. I was like, that's about 30. That was pretty good.
I only need 60. Real talk.
All right, man. You got any shout-outs you want to make right now before we get your information and let everybody know how they can reach you?
Absolutely, yeah, man. Shout out to my team, man. Shout out to Birmingham. Like I said, man, they still the team. You know, I support Birmingham to the fullest. Shout out AMAC Entertainment, S Gang, everybody, man. Everybody out here doing their thing, man. Just trying to make it. You know, also, you know, shout out to everybody for real, you know. And I guess that's about it for real. I can't think of nobody in particular.
All right. On the show, instead of saying follow, we call it stalking because anybody can follow you on your pages or hit the like button or whatever. But stalkers follow your every move. They are always, if you got this going on, they going to go to it. If you got some new music, they're going to go listen to it. We want stalkers. So how could everybody stalk?
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, yeah, man, for the stalkers, you know, we got the Stalk Me at the YouTube page, AMAC Entertainment, along with Instagram and Facebook, both of them, AMAC Entertainment. You can check us out, Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, got the music all over there. I'm trying to get it up on Spinrella, my mixtapes as we speak. And you got any further information, you can contact me. You know, like I said, Facebook, get in touch with me. Anybody want to do some business, you want to link up, just holler at me.
All right. Simple enough. Again, Lil Marcus, I appreciate you for coming through, man. You're a good brother. And it's always good talking people, like, have these conversations, let people know that y'all, again, more than artists and them kind of understanding the person behind the music. But sometimes that makes you want to actually invest into your career more because the person who is behind it versus just knowing the star.
Righteous. And like I said, man, I truly appreciate you giving me the time to be heard, man. Like, that's a lot in my book, you know. Appreciate that.
No problem, man. Much love to you. Everyone, that was our special guest for the week, our boy Lil Marcus. And appreciate everybody for listening to the interview. But y'all know before we do that, y'all got to give the brother a hand. what we're going to do now, we're going to go to a quick music break and we'll be back. And let's see. I'm in a red shades mode today. I got to excuse me. So I'm going to go to another Red Shades track. I'm going to go to one of her old tracks. This is It Ain't Hard to Tell. We'll be back at this track and wrap up the show at that point. So we'll be back.
game but never get a chance to explore. So I'm here to carry this torch, not here forever, cause everything has its course. Give it your all, that's what you're supposed to do. And stay on the right track for the start. It ain't hard to tell. It ain't hard to tell. I said it ain't hard to tell. It ain't hard to tell. So what's up? To me, all these people are characters, all black, but don't want to claim it from Africa. Probably a sellout if you ain't using vernacular. And if you're dark skinned, all the people will laugh at you. In the end, the ones that should really be laughing is the whites. In America, we're only a fraction. On top of that, it seems like we never fit together. We divide skin tones, our colors and hair textures, and it's stupid. And frankly, yo, I'm not impressed. 400 years later, and we're still oppressed. What a shame. It's like all their work went in vain. And if you speak about it, we're bitter or insane.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Life of Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J. That was Red Shades, Ain't Hard to Tell. We have special guest interview of the week, of Warlord Marcus. And pretty great interview, man. You guys, man, the people like him are the reason why we created this show, so y'all can kind of get into the minds of people in the industry and, you know, realize it's not all just about the fun, man. It's all about how we think on things. So big ups to Lil Marcus, man. He was so dope. Appreciated having him. And shoot, we have about 11 more minutes left of the show, so guess I'm doing for 11 more minutes. Talk my ass off. All right, so man, there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on, man. Like, sometimes you just walking around and you just peep. Just random craziness. Random, really random craziness. Now, before I get into that, I want to kind of talk about some of the stuff that happened on the weekend, because I did have a great weekend for my birthday. Again, I turned 30 years old, and it was dope, man. Like, for me personally, I don't know about y'all, but little things get me, man. Little things get to me. And in this case, it was off the chain this weekend because, or lit, whatever you want to call it. On Friday, I was kind of being late. I was doing a little work for the magazine. Had to catch up for that. And then it led to Saturday. Saturday, you know, getting a new haircut. I want to do something different. It's kind of, you know, coming to the new decade, a different way, just try something new. So it was great. It was Saturday's pretty much a try something new Saturday. You had that. You had the new hairstyle, which I definitely love. I like it. It's different for me, and kind of brings me out of my comfort zone and whatnot. Then, you follow that with, you know, later on that night, this person actually went to a club that was specifically dedicated to this genre, which was genres, I should say, and that's reggae, dancehall, and whatnot. They played some hip hop and some R&B as well, but mainly catered to they play a lot of Afrobeat, reggae, and dancehall. It was definitely dope to be able to experience it. It was so off the chain, man. For me personally, and I'm not just saying it's because, oh my God, like, you know, like some people think, well, you've been going to some stuff so long, so you go to a brand new experience, you know, you feel like, oh, great, this is it. But no, I mean, for the longest, my spirit has always been connected to it, and not just doing it just to be doing it, like, not just my spirit being connected just for a niche reason. Like, I've always been connected, and I always felt like, man, like, I wouldn't have to go to somewhere solely just for that. I wanted to implement that more and more into anywhere I go, especially with places where predominantly people are color at. And it was just something lackluster of doing that. It's pretty much zero to little of incorporating reggae and dancehall. And me personally, I know I've always, my vibe and especially I'm dancing, like dancing with women and whatnot, I like, you know, my vibe is more so into how you dance in Jamaica and all parts of the West Indies, you know, and also Africa as well. You know, it's something about it. It's a feeling that you just love. Like, it's feeling in the music. It's not just a bunch of just let's get turnt. Like, no, it's some of the feeling about, you know, when you listen to the reggae and dancehall and soca and Afrobeat, you get a lot of instruments. A lot of instruments are incorporated, everything, and it's something about it, man. It just speaks to my soul and my dance style, how I vibe. It speaks to me. And I felt at home. Like, I felt so at home. Like, it was just so freaking live. And I appreciate my family and my friends for making my birthday weekend so great. Actually, y'all heard me talk about karaoke earlier, which was crazy. But yeah, the reggae, man, it was just so, reggae was fun because, again, I just love the music and vibing, and it's just something about it. It takes you to a relaxing place, and the music flows through you, and you just kind of just let it take you there. And I incorporate that a lot when you were hip hop. I utilize the same application towards hip hop and R&B. Like, when people are like, man, like, people always say they don't know how to dance. Well, yeah, there are some people who really can't dance. If they like, depending on it. But sometimes some people say they can't dance is that they feel like there's a correct way to dance necessarily. Like, they feel like they're actually great dancers, but they feel like they're not doing the right move at the right time, whatever. And people don't realize it's a feeling. You just have to let it happen. Stop trying to overthink dancing. Dancing is best expressed when you just let it happen. And trust me, I do that, I have a great time, but can no one tell me nothing, man? So I recommend that, man. Dig into yourself and have a good time, man. Go out and about and enjoy it, man. If you have not been to a spot dedicated to reggae, dancehall, soca, and Afrobeat, I strongly recommend you do it. Here, there's a spot that gets a lot of love for it, but that's Heroes Lounge, and they're actually in Dallas, so I had to go Child of Dallas. And that was another thing that brought me, what I love, it brought me in my comfort zone. I don't know, I've been like so complacent of staying in Fort Worth, having a good time, that I didn't push myself to go out there into Dallas because, you know, I was like, oh, the flight doing the drive and all that crap. But sometimes the best thing is worth it, is worth working for. And you got to put the extra mile in, or in this case, extra miles in to have a good time and really be at peace. So I definitely will say it was great food. I had some, got me some jerk chicken for them as well. And I will definitely be back here at Heroes Lounge. It's free publicity for you guys. Shout out to that. But yeah, I would definitely be back at Heroes Lounge. It was so fun, man. Like, oh my God, I would be back. So, shoot, we get ready to roll now, man. A little early, a few minutes early. Not too early, but it's a few minutes. I want to thank everyone listening to the show. You can offer it again. You can listen to it at blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ. That's CEDDY letter J. Also go to iTunes. You can also go to the Stitcher Radio app, the TuneIn Radio app, and, of course, DustSpot.com, and search for DustSpot Radio Network. Go there. You'll be able to listen to those shows. So all the shows are free. So don't hesitate to go check out those different avenues and channels to make it happen. And, again, I appreciate everyone for all the consistent and constant support. So that being said, we'll remind everyone that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. You tune to the episode of Life in the Dust Live with your boy, Teddy J. And, of course, we can't end the week without saying our special public service announcement, and that's if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly. You tuned to the episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. We out. Peace.